Should schools teach creation in the science classroom? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, we've been talking about a debate you had in the UK that resonates, I think, on both sides of the pond. But a lot of people won't even discuss this subject. They don't believe it deserves a hearing.
John, if you suggest creation ought to be taught in the science classroom, you'll provoke an angry response from powerful members of the scientific community. It's like you've suggested we ought to turn back the clock to the Dark Ages.
Because people think that's the end of science.
I know. People forget belief in God inspired the early giants of science.
And if you can overcome the rhetoric, then there really is a lot to talk about.
Well, there's the debate about the universe, caused or uncaused, guided or unguided. The deeper philosophical questions don't come up that often, but when they do, it's not a question of science, it's a battle of worldviews. That's why the two major competing positions ought to be represented.
And creation can go toe-to-toe with a godless outlook on life very well.
It poses a number of difficult questions to those sitting on the opposite side of the table. For example, how do you get cosmos out of chaos without a creator?
Right.
These questions ought to be respected, not neglected, and the classroom should be a place of free inquiry. We want to open minds, not close them. So if a student raises a hand, a teacher shouldn't shoot them down.
So science is not threatened then by teaching creation?
John, no. But teaching creation threatens the worldview of some scientists. Science operates by making an inference to the best explanation. So when it comes to the creation debate, let students hear both sides. We can trust them to make up their own mind about what theory best fits the evidence.
And that's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Ultimate truth for ordinary people. Visit our website at reasonwhy.org.